Jeremy Bradley here, again, live from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. We're celebrating 10 years on the radio here, but I've got, apparently, like, celebrity status couple here. Apparently, gay marriage was just legalized here in Mexico, especially Puerto Vallarta, and I've got the very first couple to ever legally get married. I've got Christian, I've got Miguel. Thank you so much, and congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Now, we're gonna do this in English, and hopefully we'll get through it, but it'll be okay. All right. So, again, so congratulations. Now, tell me, you guys have been together 7 years, you said, right?
Yeah, 7 years.
Okay. So, like every gay couple, you want to get married, right? You want it to mean something to the government, to everybody else. Now, prior to this being legal, did you have a ceremony that you just did on your own as a special ceremony, or no?
Prior of that, we don't have anything. We just celebrate our being together and just that with friends, but we don't have any ceremony or any kind of wedding.
Right. So, go ahead.
Actually, we didn't plan anything before the wedding.
Right.
But we just share a time with our family.
Well, that's what matters, right? And Miguel, your English is fine. Don't you worry about it. I know you are nervous about this.
I'm very nervous.
It's okay. But so prior to this, then, what did gay couples, were there, you know, were you pressuring the government? What was happening in the gay community here?
Prior of this, every gay couple who wants to get married, he have to consult. They have to consult to a lawyer to do that. So they have to ask to the government to get married. And when the government says no, then go to the lawyer to help them to make it legal. But when the Supreme Court here in Mexico says to every government that they have to change every law in the state to allow gay marriage, so when we saw that, we tried to do it. And when the government here in Puerto Vallarta say that they already have the format to the same-sex marriage, we just go to the office and try to do it.
Okay, so were you trying to be the first couple, or you just happened? It just happened.
It just happened because we didn't know about all the
process.
All the process that we have to
done.
Follow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also I read that in February there was like couples that are trying to get married,
right.
But they can. I'm getting nervous.
No, that's very right. So let's talk about the big day. Let's talk about when you got married. I want to hear about the ceremony. Because again, it had never been done here. So yeah. What do you do? How do you start? I want to hear about what was your idea for the wedding, and I want to hear about yours. Okay, tell me, Miguel. Tell me about what you wanted to be at the wedding.
Well, when my idea for the wedding is just to go and get married and don't do anything.
No. Okay.
No, it's just
he wants to do it like just a simple paper, right. Just like a simple wedding, like right. A straight wedding, like everyone else, but the government doesn't want that.
Okay, so Christian, then what was your idea? What were you planning? Because you know what? A lot of people grow up, though, right? We hear it about women, but a lot of people have their idea or their dream wedding. So what was yours?
Well, of course that I have that a dream wedding. Of course that I want my wedding on the beach, my wedding with every person, every important person to accompany us. But at the end, the things doesn't happen like we planned. So when we just saw the possibility to do our wedding, we just tried to do it, and the party maybe come in the future.
So tell me about the big day then. Where was it? How many people do you have? What happened?
It was just our witnesses and your mom.
Actually, I just told my mom and my brothers and my father also. But they tell to other person that I never think that they
will come to the world.
They will come with us. There was like
we was just family. We was just family.
Just family and best friends.
Yes.
And best friends that shared this moment. And when we didn't plan, we. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Sometimes I
So it wasn't just you just whatever felt natural, that's what you ended up doing. Okay. So did you have a first dance? What was the song for your first dance? Oh, you're looking
we
at what was that?
No. We still don't have our first dance.
No, you didn't have a dance.
No.
Uh oh. Okay, they're looking away. I'm making them uncomfortable right now. Okay, that's okay. Well,
but we already had a lot of dance before that, but
that's true.
But not in the ceremony.
Is that a Mexican thing then, that you don't have a first dance, or?
It's not just a Mexican thing. I think it's very common in every country to do the first dance, but we still can do it.
But you said you haven't done it yet. So is there a plan? What are you doing?
We still don't have the plan. But right now we have plans on our future. On we have plans to. I got a new job and we have planned to live together and try to live on the United States.
We're moving together to the United States because he get a job in the United States, so we can go together.
You know, they're playing music downstairs. What kind of a song? I know people here. Okay. If we could get a song, would you do your first dance here?
Yes, of course.
You would do your first dance here? I'm going to put you on the spot. Look at you getting excited, Miguel. Is this going to be your first? Do you want to do it here? I will make it happen
let's
for
see,
you.
Let's see,
I will make it happen.
Let's see. We still don't have any song. We still didn't.
Okay, well, we'll give you a few minutes to. Okay, so what's your favorite singer? Who's your favorite singer?
No, we have probably. Two or three songs that.
Okay. Which is your favorite?
We'll get them. We will get the songs.
This is not the problem. We still don't have. You don't. This.
That would be so special. You could do it here.
Okay. Yeah. We can do it. With
you don't want to. Okay. I'll make it. I will make it happen. If you want to have your first dance here. I will make it happen for you guys.
We are not dressed to.
It's you have to do it. So how long ago was it that you got married?
Sorry.
How long ago did you get married?
We just got married this Tuesday.
This week.
Yes.
This week. So a few days ago. Okay. So it hasn't been that long. All right. We'll work on it.
Okay. Okay.
Now I was asking you before we went on the air how you met. You met 7 years ago. You met like you told me. It's kind of the way everybody meets these days. Tell me the story.
Well, we don't have a story when we met, but we have a story when we start being a couple.
Hold hands, that was cute. Hold hands, you guys.
No.
I wish you guys could see this. It's very cute. Okay, go on. Sorry.
Okay, but the people just hear us. Well, when we start, Miguel asked me.
You're
just
nervous.
Well, we met, we go to the movies, we go to the...
We date for a time and then...
He asked me.
I was going to say, who proposed? You proposed?
I asked him to be boyfriends.
Okay.
But it was like a testing time.
Christian,
yes.
He's wanting to jump in. There's more to the story. Okay.
It was like a testing time.
Right.
I tell to him that I want to try to be
to
boy
be in a couple.
To be in a couple,
but just 30 days.
Just 30 days.
That was 8 years ago.
But in the first month, the first 30 days, I didn't see him because he fly to Guadalajara and he stay with his family, and then when he came back and we didn't share time together.
You were apart. You didn't see each other.
Yes. We didn't see. So at the moment that I was desperate because
he almost broke me. We almost broke.
We almost broke. And when
one month after we
broke, I was trying to broke with him.
Yes.
But that day, he made something very sweet with me. I
can explain it to you.
he gave me his birth certificate with some words that he was
like a check.
Like
when you give a check to someone else, okay, and just put your name on behind, and I just say word like, I don't have anything to offer you, but the only thing I can offer you is just myself, and myself with everything.
I'm going to give you my company. I'm going to be with you every time that you
need me. Yes, and that's why he comes and brought with me.
That's the only reason that I stay with him.
Yes.
It was magic because I was decided to brought with him, and
he
to brought with me everything that I was thinking. So,
but 7 years. Doesn't happen in that way. Fortunately, we get married 7 years after.
And he's still biting you after all these years, isn't he?
Yes.
He's biting his shoulder. Miguel's biting Christian's shoulder. You can't see it.
The first time that I do that.
Okay, my eyes are watering. I think that we need to wrap this up. So, congratulations. We're going to see you downstairs at the first dance. We'll make that happen. And again, so pv.jbonair.com. We've got pictures actually from tonight at Casa Cupola and a whole bunch of our fun that we've been having for the 10th anniversary on the radio. It's a special day. We've got weddings, we've got anniversaries. Puerto Vallarta is a magical place, don't you think?
It's a magical place. When I came here, I stay here, I want to live here, and it's a very magical place.
He fall in love in Puerto Vallarta, but
very romantic place.
And I got my own souvenir from Puerto Vallarta.
something you can take home with you every night.
Yes, yes.
Well, thanks so much. And again, congratulations, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy.